You're listening to Bariatric Life Podcast, a podcast about weight loss surgery. Chris and I are not doctors, nor have we ever played one on TV. We are sharing our personal views and opinions only. Please always follow your doctor's advice. Follow us on Instagram at Bariatric Life Podcast and at Amanda's VSG. Thanks for listening, and now on to the show.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We are so excited to announce a new partnership with Titan Nutrition. They have proteins, vitamins, pre-workouts, and superfoods. Their proteins come in flavors like peanut butter fudge and snickerdoodle.
Snickerdoodle's my favorite.
And they have 24 grams of protein.
Go to titannutrition.net and use code BARIATRICLIFE for 10% off your order and get free shipping. Again, that is titannutrition.net. And discount code BARIATRICLIFE, all one word.
Hello and welcome to Bariatric Life Podcast. This is Amanda.
And this is Chris.
And this is an episode about anything and everything.
All at once.
And of course somebody is mowing their yard, so you might hear that in the background.
We've relocated the chicks to the backyard, but we still have baby ducks in here, but...
There's no still have. This is brand new information for our listeners.
I guess it has been a while since we actually recorded one.
Yeah. So,
yes, now we have baby ducks.
Now there's ducks. They're quieter than the chickens, but they might start squawking at some point. They're just adorable.
They are. And when they walk, they go plap, 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 plap.
It's the cutest little tippy-tap I've ever heard in my life.
Maybe we'll get them out towards the end of the episode.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
So, like I said, this is an episode about anything and everything, and it's just going to be a menagerie of topics.
Yes, it's basically a dumping of information and ketchup.
Yes. Ketchup. I love ketchup. I'm going to put some on my hot dog later. I really wish...
Costco dogs.
I really wish he wasn't mowing right now.
Well, we can start over.
But whatevs. I want to record it now rather than later.
Okay.
So excuse me. I wanted to do an update on the ice cream anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
My mother had her procedure, but it turned out my dad was able to take her, so I never had ice cream.
And the streak continues.
Apparently. Although I am drinking a Frappuccino, which is very similar to ice cream.
It's kind of milkshake-like.
Yeah.
Is that why there's all those boys in the yard?
That is. That would explain it. There's a lot of boys in the yard.
Go get the hose.
Yeah, so I never had to eat ice cream or felt pressured to eat ice cream. And
I mean, of all the things to be peer pressured to do, that seems kind of low down on the list, but yeah. I get it.
What else? Today, which is yesterday when this posted,
huh?
Unless you're listening on a different day, then it was... Saturday. Saturday in May.
Saturday, May the 6th.
There you go. We're scheduled to do a 5K.
Called the Bubble Run.
The Bubble Run. And it was full of bubbles. And one of my best girlfriends was going with us. And we met her and drove to the Bubble Run. Mm-hmm. I said... scheduled to do a bubble run, which makes it sound like we didn't do it.
I mean, we were there, and it what we expected to be about 20 minutes of traffic turned into at least an hour of traffic.
Yeah. There was no signs.
No signage. It was just kind of, oh, here's a sign that says parking.
Yeah, so we finally park and we walk where some people were walking.
Right, we were just following the crowd.
And it turned out we joined in the middle of the 5K.
The very, like, almost exactly the middle.
Yeah. And came across some bubbles. That was fine. Yeah. They were muddy bubbles, which yes. kind of annoyed me. And I was like, oh, okay. Is this the only bubbles? Because that was pretty annoying.
Very disappointing.
And we walked some more. And then we
come to an area where there are some cones with what looks like that paper mache spiral shit.
The crepe paper.
Yes, crepe paper. Thank yeah. you. And, I mean, it kind of made two rows of where I guess we were supposed to turn and do all these bends and this and that. It was just
I couldn't understand where we were supposed to be.
No. It was a piss poorly designed shit show.
Yeah. So we ended up doing
a 1.22K stroll.
Did you do the math?
I did.
Oh, okay. Because you keep saying that number and
1.22K.
Yeah. So it was a mile. We did a mile in about 20 something minutes. And we got to the end and we got our medal. So our 5K was not a 5K at all.
No. But, you know, I mean, it just was not well laid out. It wasn't signed very well. Like, you just kind of, if we hadn't have gone in literally halfway through the course, like, I wouldn't even have known where to go to start.
No, I didn't either.
And then we passed, like, the starting area three times in that whole weird serpentine-style course that they had laid out.
It was weird.
And it was at the racetrack, so, I mean, I don't know how many people know what a racetrack is, but they're banked, they're cambered, so that as you're turning, you've got that momentum and you don't, you know, fly off and run over people or go into a rock quarry. But it was very weird. Like, I couldn't figure out where we're supposed to walk, where are we not. And I, for the life of me, could not figure out who was actually working there. Like, I saw three people in what appeared to maybe be staff shirts that were not at the bubble stations. And that's it. And the three people that I saw were old as fuck. So I know that, like, they're just standing there making sure people, I guess, don't do what we did and you know, shortcut.
Yeah. It was bad.
Yeah. It was, all in all, I'd give it like 1.2 stars out of 5.
And then at the end of it, where we did find the end of it, and there were so many bubbles that I'm just flailing my arms about, trying to see, and I accidentally smacked some lady.
Those bubbles were so high. They were, so E.T.'s got a solid 2 inches on me, and I'm 5'10 now, so I mean, I guess she's a little over 6 foot, isn't she?
She's 5'11".
Oh, she
almost
is?
6 foot. Okay.
Well, as we were walking into it, I was like, do you need to hold my hand? I'm pretty sure you're going to get lost.
Talking about me.
Yes.
Not
you.
Her.
Yeah, you. And then about halfway through this giant orgy of bubbles, I look to my left and you're gone. you are completely enveloped in bubbles.
Like, I really should have held your hand.
Yeah, legitimately. You could have gotten lost in the bubble orgy.
Could you see through the bubbles?
Barely. Like, I had this weird, and I still have this weird film on my glasses. Like, and then when we were leaving, you were like, hey, you want me to clean your glasses? Oh, yeah. That was a mistake, because mm-hmm. we were driving down those narrow-ass back roads, and I can't see more than like a foot and a half in front of me without my glasses. So there was a very brief moment today where I was pretty sure we were going to die. But we didn't.
We didn't.
And when we do our Moon Pie 5K in June, that
one has been going on for a very long time, so I'm sure it will be like well laid out. And
I hope so.
Yeah, it's a very well known 5K.
I mean, I don't want to like shit talk the people that did the bubble run, but at the same time, it was just very poorly executed.
Yeah, it was.
It wasn't laid out well, and I mean, maybe it was the first one. So, you know, if it is the first 5K that this org has put on, then, you know, I apologize for being such a critical dick. But if it wasn't, then no, you totally have this criticism coming.
Yeah. In other news, I got a new position within my agency, which requires quite a commute.
Yes, to downtown Nashville.
Like downtown.
Yeah. And we are quite a bit south of Nashville proper. So it's about an hour drive.
So if traffic conditions are ideal, it's like 45 minutes.
You know, when you say ideal, as in like nobody's on the road and you can just floor it.
Yes. It's 45 minutes. But with the Devil's Interstate, I-24, yes, it in the morning can be an hour 15 or more.
Easily. And for anybody that doesn't know, Interstate 24, which is the main interstate that bisects Tennessee, was in fact hand-built by Satan himself.
Yes, it was.
Every square inch. I hate that interstate.
I do too. And then in the evening, it's like an hour and a half.
Yeah. Because you got everybody trying to get out of downtown Nashville.
Yeah.
Plus the interstate. Plus people not paying attention.
And I feel like everybody that works in downtown must live in the suburbs. Because that's where everybody's going.
Well, they have to. I don't understand, and I mean, I have had a friend that lived in downtown Nashville, and his rent was like $7,000 a month for a one-bedroom apartment.
No, it was not.
Slightly exaggerated, but it was, no shit, about $3,000.
That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. And he had to pay for a parking space, too.
Well, I do get free parking.
Yes.
But it requires riding a shuttle to my actual office. Well, not even to my office, but to like the building next door to my office. And then I have to trek up a large hill to get to my office.
I mean, you know, technically you could count that as your walk every day.
I could. Anyway.
Because that's uphill.
It is. It is uphill. But along those same lines, that has been a dramatic change in my routine, which I have difficulty doing.
Yeah.
And trying to establish a new routine. And that's kind of been messing with me. It's not that specifically, but like anything new.
Oh, yeah.
Gives me a lot of anxiety.
Yeah.
And I've had to rely on my as-needed anxiety meds lately, which I'm proud of myself. Because this week, and I've only been there a week so far, I could feel the anxiety coming on, and I would take a pill.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, like, trying to just power through it, I was like, I know I need the pills. I have the pills for a reason.
Take the pills.
Took a pill.
Just don't follow it with a lemon drop shot.
No. And don't take a lot of them. Although there was one day where I was like, this doesn't seem to be working. I'm going to take a second pill. And that's fine as long as I'm not adding alcohol to it.
Right. Then all of a sudden it's like edibles and you're just kind of walking along and then bam. You've passed the point of no return.
So that was a bird pooping, by the way, if you heard that. She is a very loud pooper. Excuse me. So one of the things with my old job, it was like a 15-minute drive to work.
If that, well, some days.
Yeah. And now I'm looking at an hour plus. So in the mornings, I used to have a lot of time, and I would just sit in the garage and relax and journal. And I would get a good walk in the mornings and blah, blah, blah. Like, I took my time. Mm-hmm. And now I'm having to, like, get up, get a quick walk in, which I think once I hit that 365, mm-hmm. I might be done with walking. I'm at, like, 340-something now.
Okay. We're not getting rid of the treadmill?
No.
We're not moving the treadmill?
No.
It's staying.
I don't mean done with walking, but I'm done with that street.
Gotcha. Because, like, I'm not taking that thing downstairs.
No. It will live here forever.
Yeah.
No, I
when
mean...
When we sell the house, it'll come with the house.
Like, I'm still going to take my walk before work, but I think I'll take the weekends off.
Gotcha.
Once I hit the 365.
You're close.
365 days of intentional activity. And I am getting really close to it. But, yeah. My walks are getting shorter.
Well, I mean, it's lost its shiny.
Well, and then yesterday, I felt really bad about myself yesterday because, one, I woke up in a REM. Mm-hmm. And this week I've been trying to figure out what order to do stuff in. Whether I get dressed first or take a walk first or do makeup first, whatever. Like, I've been trying to just figure out the new routine. And I woke up in a REM yesterday, which means I was, like, super, super tired and groggy.
Confused,
yeah. And I got on the treadmill very first thing. And I was like, I can only do 5 minutes. And that's all I got done was 5 minutes. Now, 5 minutes is better than 0 minutes.
That's true.
And I made up for it today with my alleged 5K.
1.22.
But, yeah, like, yesterday it was 5 minutes. Squawk. But I'm aiming to do, like, 10.
Yeah.
Which, before, I was doing 20, but I also had, like, an hour's worth of free time in the morning.
Right.
And now I gotta be out the door by 6:15.
Right. It's like, I get up at 5:30, and you would usually get up right about the time I was getting out of the shower, so around 5:45, and...
It was usually about 5:37, and
that,
I'm...
That is very specific.
I know, but that was usually about when I got up. And I know it sounds like a crazy person, but I just, like, started noticing that that was the pattern, that I would get up at 5:37.
I'm sure that the people that put 60 minutes into a one-hour cycle are happy to see somebody actually using the non-5-minute increments. You know, the 7s and the 8s and the 6s. Like, those were just going to waste. Nobody, even when somebody... You ask somebody at the time, oh, it's about, or it's a little after, like,
yeah.
I'm sure somewhere someone's happy that you get up and going at 5:37.
Well, now
in the morning
it is 5:30, and I think the best routine for me is to immediately get on the treadmill, even if I woke up in a REM.
Should I change my alarm to 5:29?
No. No, you should not. Because that would be weird. But, another thing, managing food in a new environment.
Mm.
So, I took my lunch this week, and I ate it.
Which, I mean, you're used to being able to leisurely leave for lunch, and where your old work location was, there was a plethora of food options, mm-hmm. and now you have a much more restrictive time frame to take lunch and duration, and you're in downtown Nashville, so unless you want to pay $37 for avocado toast, then...
Yeah, and I'm limited to where I can walk.
Right.
Which I did find a Starbucks, only a 5-minute walk away.
Bum, bum, bum. Starbucks is not an official sponsor, but they should be.
Because we love it. But yeah, I have been taking my lunch and eating it there. And then trying not, well, it only worked one day, but trying not to go to Starbucks at lunch, but it only worked one day. But I'm sure I'll get better. I just have to find a place to, like, lounge.
Yeah.
And Friday, yesterday, I just kind of found a spot outside. Because there's no, like, benches or anything. I just found a spot outside and popped a squat and just sat there and played on my phone and for, like, 45 minutes. Actually, I went back to work early because I was tired of sitting on the ground. I don't have an ass. The BBL didn't take, so it hurts my ass to sit on the ground. What else is going on?
Well, so we've got a cruise coming up in July.
Yes.
For my 40th birthday.
Yay!
I will officially be a grown-up.
A real grown-up.
A real grown-up.
Yeah.
My dad likes to call it middle-aged, and...
That's so rude.
He's an ass.
Yeah. I don't feel middle-aged.
I mean, I guess I do. I'm having my midlife crisis, so...
That is true.
So...
Well, and I did have a midlife crisis car.
Yeah.
For just a minute.
So, maybe we are middle-aged.
Maybe we are.
I don't know who coined that term, but...
They're jerks.
Yeah, I'd like to punch them in the throat.
So what I'm going to do with the July cruise mm-hmm. is I'm going to weigh myself before and then after and see how it compares.
Okay.
And can't track because I won't have access to my app, which mm-hmm. that will be really weird for me because I have tracked every morsel for over a year.
I mean, we can get the internet plan or whatever.
But it only applies to, like, certain websites, I think.
No, you can do one that's beyond the socials.
Oh. That seems stupid to pay for that when I could just eat like I normally eat.
You do you. It's just, for me, it's going to be difficult. Because there's so much food.
Yeah.
And there's so many options. It's quantity and quality all at the same time.
Yeah.
So I am concerned for myself. I mean, on the one hand, you have limited real estate. Mm-hmm. So it's not like you'll be able to go out and gorge on a porterhouse.
Right.
Whereas I'm going to have to find a way to exercise better self-restraint than the last cruise because I gained like 10 pounds.
Whatever.
I did.
The thing I'm concerned about, and this goes back to ice cream, is they've got those ice cream machines there.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see myself just like getting an ice cream cone and enjoying a bunch of those. And
I can see you standing and looking at an ice cream machine for 15 minutes debating it.
That's true.
I don't know if you'll actually get the ice cream.
I don't know either.
We're going to have another ice cream anxiety part 3.
Part 3.
But... So I guess, and we will have a special cruise episode that'll be posted after we get back.
Yes.
And I don't know the format. Maybe we'll live journal it. Maybe it'll just be a recap at the end or some combination of the two. I don't know.
I don't know. We haven't discussed it.
No.
We'll do whatever feels right in the moment.
in the moment.
That was pretty.
Thanks.
I don't think I want to, I don't know, like maybe we could take notes while we're on the cruise about what we ate or didn't eat.
Okay.
And then do a episode. Because honestly, I don't want to think about the podcast too much while I'm on vacation.
You just hurt several people's feelings.
Two people's feelings. I'm sorry to those two people.
But along those same lines, we have been doing this for over a year, and we've enjoyed coming into your phones or cars or wherever you listen to your podcast
into
from.
Your ears.
Yes.
Into your brain.
On the weekly basis. But I do think we are, well, I don't think, I know, because we've discussed it. We are going to take a hiatus this summer between your new job, and we've got a new driver this summer that I have to teach to drive and, you know, hopefully not die. And the somebody keeps buying creatures for us to keep alive. Two somebodies. I am very, the ducks were my idea.
I mean, really, the ducks were my idea, but you were like, yeah, let's get ducks.
Well, you know, I'm an enabler.
You are. As my friend Tate says, you never tell me no.
I do too. It's just not frequent.
I was saying something about talking about something to my therapist, and she was like, did Chris tell you no about something? Is that why you need to talk to your therapist?
And you were like, yes. In 11 years, this is the 17th time he said no.
I don't even think 17 is the right number. I think it's more like 3.
I'm certain it's more than that.
You just want to feel like it's more than that.
Well, like I said, I'm an enabler, but we are going to take the summer off. We will be back in September is what we decided.
Yeah, September, but we don't have an exact date yet.
Yeah.
But there will be the cruise episode in July.
Yeah.
And then
we might have a special something episode for, there's some sort of a holiday after the 4th, isn't it?
Labor Day? That's in September.
That's in September.
Yeah.
Oh.
There's no more holidays.
Oh, that makes me sad.
Yeah. So we're going to take a little break. And
just a little rest.
Just a little rest. And enjoy our summer.
We hope you do the same.
Stay safe and put on sunscreen. And drink lots of water and eat your protein.
It kind of sounded like drink your Ovaltine. Oh, that's our oldest who... Oh, so our oldest daughter called me. I know we're trying to wrap this up, but I have to share this story. Called me while you were out today and apparently couldn't figure out why the lawnmower kept stopping. And she didn't understand that you have to mow weekly. Otherwise, it gets so tall and so thick that the mower will not spin. The little blade just goes chunk, chunk, and doesn't do anything.
But we also have to point out that this is literally her first time ever mowing a yard.
Yes, I was going to. And it's her first time ever operating a mower. So... Mm-hmm. And she does get a pass, but it tickled me so much that she was appalled at the thought of having to mow weekly. And I said, well, do you think I just did it every week because I enjoyed getting out there and sweating my ass off? Well, you have a riding lawnmower. Well, our yard is also like double your size, so yeah. I'm not mowing the backyard with a push mower. Hell no.
Heck no.
Mm-mm.
That backyard is huge.
It's apparently big enough for at least 6 chickens, 2 dogs, 2 ducks.
The dogs do not live outside.
No, 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 no. But they, it's one giant bathroom, basically, now at this point.
Yeah. But we are going to go enjoy their bathroom and play some games and sit outside, enjoy the sun. And
now that it's finally warmed up and it's an appropriate May temperature.
Yes. It was quite chilly this morning.
Oh, it felt great.
No, it did not.
Yes, it did.
It was so cold.
Oh, it felt fantastic.
You're wrong.
You're wrong. Your face.
Your face is wrong.
So have fun. Enjoy your summer. Be safe. We love you.
Love you, mean it.
And we will, I guess, talk to you guys in July and definitely sometime in September.
Peace out.
Peace out.